Jesus.
But I just think this was a great evening, and I really have enjoyed it. Arnold, it's great seeing you again.
It's great to be alive, baby.
It's always great to be alive. And, you know, what time do we have to go to the story here? Do you have any more business? Do you want to take a call or two or what?
Yeah, I think we'll take a call or two, unless you're exhausted.
Oh, no. I mean, if people are out there still, hanging
there.
In. I'm,
they're there. Yeah.
I can see the telephone panel from here, Shep, and it's all
like
somebody's front lawn at Christmas.
Let's take a few more calls.
We'll take just a few more calls.
Let's see what's going on out there.
Okay. Good morning. You're live on WMCA.
Oh, good morning. Mr. Shepard?
Yes, I'm here.
I unfortunately have missed most of the program, but what I've heard of it has been very enjoyable. I'd like to get the name of the book that has that story.
That's from a novel. It's called In God We Trust, All Others Pay Cash.
God We Trust, right.
And I just was over to the Doubleday store on 5th Avenue here near 57th Street, and I see they have some copies there. It's the Dolphin edition.
Paperback by Dolphin. Okay, thank you very much. Good morning. You're live in WMCA. Hello?
Hi, Candy.
Yeah?
I did call to speak to Dean Shepard, but may I identify myself? I called you last week.
I'm not interested there. Gene Shepard is here.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
I'm calling Gene from a hospital in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
I've been awake since 2:30 this morning, and I enjoyed your story of the lady with the leg. I'm telling you, I guess it was touching in a way, but I've been lying in a private room here by myself and laughed through that whole story.
Great.
It's been the best thing that's happened to me all week.
Thank you. I'm really pleased. That's what makes telling a story fun, you know, when somebody's really digging it.
Thank you very much, and I hope you get out soon. Call us again.
One.
Good morning. You're live on WMCA.
Hello, Candy.
Yes.
This is Bob from Brooklyn.
Yes, Bob. Go ahead.
Hello, Shep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know, I wanted to ask you about, I still have your old recording, Gene Shepard, Another Foible.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you put out anything new lately.
The recording business, as far as comics is concerned, yes, I have a new record, in fact. Just came out about 3 or 4 weeks ago on Folkways Records.
Yeah.
You heard of Folkways?
Yeah.
It's called Gene Shepard Reads Robert Service.
Ladies, right?
Yeah, and can I make one comment?
Yes.
Yeah, just talking to you has been my biggest thrill since shaking the hand of Bobby Kennedy.
Bobby Kennedy, now there was a man. Where did you see him?
In Brooklyn at a Jewish meeting.
I see. Well, you know, I'll never forget Bobby Kennedy one night. It was a hot summer night, and I was down at Sheridan Square in the Village. I live in the Village.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about 2 a.m. when all of a sudden I see this car stop and this guy climb out on the hood of the car. And about 5 people started to drift over to see what was going on. And he was talking to people. It was Bobby Kennedy.
Oh, yeah?
At 2 a.m. in Sheridan Square in the Village.
Wow.
Fascinating guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Remember that,
bye-bye.
Show we did for NBC?
Yes.
I understand somebody said that they may dig it out again and replay it.
Show that we did on the Mystique of New York?
The Village, and you did The Village, and I did...
Midtown. Craig Claiborne was involved.
That's right.
Yeah, it was a great show.
Yeah.
The Mystique of New York.
Yeah.
Good morning. You're live on WMCA.
Hello, Shepard?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, this is WB2QHL, and I just wanted to say thanks, because from listening to your program, I got started in ham radio.
Okay.
You may curse me, when you start to look at what you put into it after a while, but thanks for calling. What band do you work?
I work 40 side band a lot.
Ah, I'm on 40 occasionally. I work a lot of 20 CW.
Well, CW, maybe I'll get you on the air sometime.
Okay, hang in, man.
Okay.
73s.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Gene. Just first of all, I'd like to say that you're one of the very few people that my kids can pick up the book and read and... at 11 and 13, and, you know, it's very good reading for everyone. But what I wanted to say was you did a marvelous series on public service television.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything, you can do any more of those? Those are so beautiful.
Well, I thank you for talking about those. You may not know it to look at those shows, but those were very expensive. The series of 13 shows came to roughly $1 million to produce. That's a lot of cabbage.
Sure.
And because they were very, very highly produced and highly subtly.
They got three plays so far.
Yeah, they've played them three times. But in this day and age, they were done in the early 70s. They simply don't have that kind of money anymore on PBS. However, I have just finished a movie for PBS, which is a full-length movie, and it was backed by a grant through PBS, and it will be seen in October. On Channel 13 here in New York, but around the country. And the title is The Phantom of the Open Heart. And I think you'll enjoy it.
All right, madam. Thank you very much for calling. Good morning. You're live in WMCA.
Hello, this is Kathy in Manhattan.
Yes,
hi,
sir.
Kathy.
I wonder if Gene Shepard would talk a little bit about Conway Twitty. And also, my husband would like to hear...
Conway Twitty?
About Calumet City.
Well, he never talks about me.
Conway Twitty?
No.
Well, I know. He probably whistles.
Yeah, he whistles, okay.
What kind of guinea pig is he?
What's that?
What kind of guinea pig is he?
Oh, Conway, of course. Oh, well, he's an Angora.
Have a Peruvian.
Yeah, a Peruvian, a very mean one.
Oh, no.
He weighs over 300 pounds now. And he attacks German shepherds.
Also, my husband wanted to know about Calumet City. He spent many a night there, he said.
Well, if he did, I'd suspect my husband. Keep an eye on him.
Thank you. Good morning. You're live on WMCA.
The cesspool of the world, yes.
Brooklyn?
Yes, go ahead.
And I grew up on Knee High, and it did not feel gassy. It was very amusing, let me tell you. And I'd like to comment on, I happen to be a Vietnam veteran, and I would like to thank you and John, Long John, for the many nights that I've been had sleepless nights and just turning into your show that helped me through the night.
John does a great show.
Thank you
very much, sir. It's very kind of you to call.
You know, I'm going to say something personal. I've known a lot of guys in this business, but I have not known, I don't think anybody as quite professional and consistent as John. John is a consistent performer.
He turned me on to the business.
Very much.
One that got me started and interested in the whole idea.
I'm going to tell you, there's more interesting stuff on radio in 1 week than you'll find in 6 months on TV.
Oh, and that comment about television that you made, it is the true fact. I mean, radio is my imagination. Television, I just can't sit there and watch it. It hurts me because being a veteran, like you talked about violence, I've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I've seen what it does, and it's true. People do things and don't realize what they've done themselves.
And then they suddenly see all that blood, and then, wow. You know, I think the most one thing I might say, since we're talking about that, and I'm delighted you called about that violence, I think the most imagination today is seen on the commercials. For example, I love that Purina Dog Chow commercial where that little covered wagon goes across the kitchen floor.
Isn't that great?
I'll tell you, and that dog runs over and looks at it, and he jumps up to the TV set. And I like the one where the guy is surrounded by... it looks like an alien army has surrounded him, and he's shooting cannons off. You seen that one?
Yes.
It's a great commercial.
What I do like is the cat that
does the little dance
back, that does a little dance.
Does the cha-cha-cha.
Yeah.
I have one more comment.
Really?
I hope one thing can happen is that the idea, you talked about like something like $1 million for the series that you put together.
Yeah.
I'm saying in terms of public education, my whole dream is I learn English through music, and I learn to put things together in live television. And I found it to be a lot more amusing. I'm saying for PBS, there should be just so much more money challenged into that direction about educating people, because if parents can get involved and television work more in that direction, it would help the school system out tremendously.
Oh, I agree with you there. I think if we would channel a lot of money into PBS, I think it would help the educational system. You're right, man. So hang loose.
Thank you, and good luck to you. Good morning.
I like that guy.
Yeah, he's
right.
Yeah,
he's with it.
Hey, we have a bad line there. Good morning. You're live in WMCA.
Good morning. Talk to Shep?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, hi. I was curious about your talking a little bit earlier about ham radio. And
no, I wasn't, but okay,
well,
go ahead.
No, I just tuned in about 15 or 20 minutes ago, and I heard a gentleman call in.
What's your question?
Point?
Well, it's what the attraction is working CW or code versus radio, versus talk.
Well, it's the same thing. You can fish with hand grenades, or you can fish with hand-tied flies. And you wouldn't understand. It's like jazz. If you don't understand CW, you'll never understand it. So you go back to CB, okay?
Great answer. All right, our number, 489-1155.
In other words, some are talented and the rest are just walking around marks. Yeah. Yeah?
Gee, it was a real pleasure listening to you tonight in the wonderful show. I've read all your books and everything, and I tape record all your programs.
Good Lord. You must have 20 million miles of tape.